Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant today. It's sunny in Tel Aviv, with temperatures perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying mild conditions, while Haifa sees clear skies. Eilut remains warm, ideal for those planning outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in that Tarek Anwar Khamis Rai, a company commander in a terrorist organization, was killed in an airstrike in Khan Yunis. Also, Ynet notes that 5 Thai workers were injured earlier today by an old munition near the Lebanon border, highlighting ongoing risks from unexploded ordnance. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, Eli Cohen has emerged as the big winner in the Likud primaries, securing first place after a strategic campaign. Separately, Times of Israel reports that Iraq is investigating a drone strike on the Kurdistan Prime Minister's office amid Iranian warnings of potential false flag operations. And finally, JNS shares that Jordan Carmeli, a Persian Jew who recently immigrated to Israel, emphasized the need for Jews to return to their homeland. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 6 and 13, an open source intelligence analyst, noted earlier today that a Saudi state-linked newspaper editorial called for America, Israel, and Iran to cease actions leading to regional terrorism. Tomer Persico, a commentator, expressed strong opinions about a former Israeli environment minister, suggesting the media should limit her presence. Ynet Global analyzed earlier today the outcomes of Netanyahu's Likud primary, highlighting both wins and setbacks for the party. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the military developments, Israel Hayom reported that Tarek Anwar Khamis Rai was eliminated in Khan Yunis. The strike targeted a key figure involved in planning attacks. This could impact the operational capacity of the group and shift dynamics within the region. Turning to the situation near the Lebanon border, Ynet shared that the blast injuring 5 Thai workers underscores the persistent danger from old munitions. The incident serves as a reminder of the region's volatile history and ongoing security challenges. Meanwhile, in domestic politics, Israel Hayom highlighted Eli Cohen's success in the Likud primaries. His strategic approach paid off, but the results also reveal internal party dynamics that could influence upcoming political maneuvers. In international news, Times of Israel reported on the drone strike investigation in Kurdistan. Iran's warning about false flag operations adds complexity to regional tensions, potentially affecting diplomatic relations. Finally, JNS captured Jordan Carmeli's sentiment on Jewish immigration to Israel. His perspective resonates with broader discussions on diaspora communities and their ties to the homeland. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that Bank Leumi has filed a lawsuit against Meta for about 26 million shekels, accusing the company of facilitating customer fraud through sponsored posts. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that private debt in Israel has surged by 4 billion shekels. This rise correlates with increased consumer spending on travel and luxury goods, reflecting shifts in economic patterns. And finally, Mariv Business warns that the Israeli kiwi currently on the market is being sold before proper ripening. The Plant Council advises consumers to avoid purchasing this variety until it matures. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.